This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden continues his transition to power, meeting virtually Thursday with leading state governors, even as President Donald Trump continues his long-shot efforts to overturn the election results and retain the presidency. Biden is meeting with Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and other state leaders from his home in Wilmington, Delaware. Their discussions are likely centering on Biden's plans when he takes office to control the surging number of coronavirus infections in the United States and what can be done before he starts his four-year term in the White House in January. More than 251,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Trump, meanwhile, is clinging to the hope that he can yet overturn the results in a handful of battleground states that Biden won and retain the presidency. So far, the president's efforts have been unsuccessful. Amid a COVID-19 surge, long waits to get tested have again popped up around the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
I've been in line for about 4 hours.
Long lines at some testing sites amid a spike in cases.
The public consciousness is increasing, and people are getting tested more because of that.
Some are being tested before heading to holiday reunions.
Knowing that they want to see their families and the restrictions that their parents or themselves are putting on each other.
As the pandemic gets worse, more long lines may follow. Association of Public Health Laboratories Chief Scott Becker says more cases mean more testing demand and likely a longer turnaround time.
It's like a dog chasing its tail.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.